Yo, we are talking Surviving Compton with the cast. Stay tuned.
Yes.
I should have read.
Now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Fellas, it's
Michelle.
What?
Oh, that's my name.
Man, you kidding me? This chick sound like Minnie Mouse.
Hey, he's up. Give her a chance.
You say you love me, and I think that is true. Every night my girlfriend tells me I should watch you.
Is that okay?
Hell yeah.
So I'm guessing that makes the end of you, ain't it?
You'll be Ruthless Records' first female artist.
We're gonna fly. We're gonna make it straight out of Compton.
I gave you this track a week ago. Where is it?
I can't work like this, Dre.
You sing it like you feel it, I'ma kick your ass.
Maybe he deserves so much better than his world of rap and marriage. Don't trade your freedom for security.
It's your turn to be scared.
You gotta own yourself.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, the beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio with my queen to be.
What up? Y'all already know I'm in the building. I'm so excited.
Yes, Mr. Carter in the building too.
In the building,
all right, but you know what it is. Surviving Compton, it is coming to a small screen right near your living room, so you can turn it on this coming weekend because we have the stars in here.
Yes, we got
legendary.
Yeah.
The other queen!
Yeah!
She done came in with, can we just look at this, the leather?
She looking good.
Come on now, you know how old this jacket is. Can I tell you the
wait,
legend
really?
Of this jacket?
Yes.
You think I'm legendary?
Yes, bitch.
Okay.
I'm still got all
oh,
the
legendary.
Say, go to have arm
wait,
pads
let me tell you
in it.
The story behind this jacket.
Okay.
So, I was walking down Melrose, because, you know, my style, I saw this jacket, I said, oh my God, I want this jacket, so I bought this jacket. I'm walking down Melrose, and Pebbles is coming this way,
Pebbles.
And she sees me, and she goes, I like your jacket, and I said, thank you, but I didn't know she was Pebbles yet. I see her video, and she has on my jacket.
Wow.
Darling.
So you're the originator, honey.
Once again,
uh-huh.
I have pioneered something.
That's right, Michelle yeah. in the building.
Michelle, and we got
playing dog.
Yeah. I've never seen her act like this.
No, because
like she's it. But
no,
she's like,
but I told him. I
yes,
told
honey.
No, but I told. Yeah. Can I say this to you? When I told you that I wanted you to do, I said I want you to do this because you need to loosen up. You're fun. You're beautiful.
Because
you need
me in his life.
Okay.
Let's
then
talk.
I'm, hold on, but I'm finished.
Yeah, sorry,
so
Michelle.
I had to get him.
I need to throw some yeses in there.
So
yes, you do.
Yes,
let's
talk
you do. The
Curtis
way you
Hamilton.
Grab that up like that, Curtis Hamilton up against the wall saying if you, I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Queen, wrong show.
X-rated. Huh?
Here we go.
I'm into it.
See, I ain't never seen you like that. See,
that's
why I knew we needed to be here.
Okay, okay.
We gotta keep
okay.
it professional,
Lacey.
Okay.
Boy, you came to the wrong show to talk about professional.
Okay.
No.
I'm all sorry, guys. We've been acting up since you got here, so we're gonna be good. Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
so,
I just leave the show.
The movie is about to come out. What are your feelings right now? Like, going up to this, you know, I saw the Wendy interview.
Oh.
And I actually sat and watched the Vlad TV interview you did a year ago, which that was awesome. Like, just the fact that you are in a place in your life where you can fully open yourself up and go there to talk about certain things that most people, this day and age, we're taught to
oppress to suppress
that.
Them.
Yeah, to
yeah.
put that, keep that inside. And so where are you right now emotionally that it's about to, the world is about to see that?
And welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been too
let
long.
Me, let me go back and let me start from the Vlad interview just to give you a quick reference. I was on R&B Divas, LA, and what ended up happening was they told me to do this Vlad interview because it was big and it was good and it was good for publicity at the time. And I thought, I've never heard of him, whatever, let's talk. He got probably some of my most rawest, candid emotions that he ever could have gotten because I had never really vocally spoken that wide to that audience, and I didn't really know what the internet was yet. I was just getting on it. I didn't know. And so he got the best of me. But what he did for me was incredible because I know I'm not lying from that tape, and that's all I'll say.
Your eyes are beautiful.
Oh, your lips are gorgeous.
Too bad I don't like pussy.
That's
I don't like pussy. I'll kiss you, girl. Let me stick my tongue down your throat.
Okay, we're going to keep the point on.
Okay, sorry. Okay, okay,
so, but where are you today as far as, like, you know, you weren't, you felt like you didn't know if you were ready to go there, but you knew you weren't lying. So now we've moved forward, straight out of Compton, came out, you had to sit through that. And then knowing that you're, and being a victim in which you had to stay silent. I've been through something similar, so I understand the years of, like, silence that you go through. So now you're in a place where you've accepted that and you're ready to say, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to tell my side of the story. So where does that leave you emotionally this week right now?
What?
Where it's coming up to it. We got Dre in the papers talking about
to
he's going
like
to sue.
How, I was about to say, ask, I was about to ask, is there, has there been any backlash from Dre?
Absolutely.
Or that whole crew? Like, have you heard anything?
Absolutely. I didn't want to tell this story. Can I just briefly really get to the point real quick?
You
know me, I will cut with knives, but sometimes they're just not sharp. When he left me out of Straight Outta Compton, he left out a person that was a part of that history. And I'm sorry, if you remember NWA, Michelle's name was...
all the time. I was young. I remember that.
Did you not hear my name?
Every time.
Every time. So when he did that, he brought the public that was not just the mothers who trained their children to listen to what we love, which is our music, which is what we do. We listen to what's in the household. So it went from... generation to the next generation. Mm-hmm. And so they got on those blogs and whatever y'all be doing, all this up in here. This got me there. And I must say that when they called me, when Lifetime and Think Factory called me, I was hesitant, but my manager, Bruce, convinced me that it was good to do, and I did. And that's why I'm here. It wasn't something that I vindictively just made up in the Mac. I'm just not a diabolical little critter who said, you know, he left me out of that movie. No, that did not happen.
You are part of that history.
I am part of that history, and you can't write me out.
That's the truth.
How involved were you with the filming of this documentary?
I was very involved. I mean, I chose Curtis Hamilton.
Yes, you did, baby.
And how was that for you, Curtis, to have to play, you know, this character? I mean, we saw a lot of it. I always go back to Notorious, right? Where Lil' Kim had an issue because she felt like they didn't come and talk to her about her character. So how, as an actor, how do you take that on, taking on this role? And especially after, did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, for sure.
To see that and then to sit here and get the story from the woman, and then it's like, okay, I have to take this character on. How did you...
How did I attack the character?
Yeah.
I
mean,
that role. Were you hesitant at first, too?
I mean, anytime you're going to play somebody as iconic as Dre, anybody that's iconic like that, you're going to be nervous. Mm-hmm. You're going to be hesitant. It's like, am I going to do it justice? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, people know these people at such a, like, you know, just precise and distinct level. It's like, you're going to be criticized for every little nuance about them. So, I mean, but once I got into the character and getting her feedback from her and telling me certain things I was doing that she knew, because she knows Dre better than I ever could. So, you know what I'm saying? So she was telling me, like, okay, you got that down. That built my confidence. And from there, you know, just getting her stories and everything else, I just wanted to bring out the best Dre that I could because I don't know Dre. I can never be Dre, but I can at least have the essence of Dre and the energy of Dre as best as I could, you know, and be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we got a dope movie.
I can't wait to
watch it. I'm going to watch it.
The
I think he was Dre. He was Dre so much. I would come down from my room and I would, like, want to play pretend. When I would see him at the elevator, I would wait. Like, I know he's up there. He's coming down.
Total bliss.
Yo, I live for it. Okay, so we're going to get back into some more things that happened filming. But what we do here is we always want to put on new artists. So we're going to go through some artists and show you guys some of their visuals and get your first thought. You know what I mean? Whatever you think of the visual, whatever you thought of the artist, the song, the vocals. The first of these two guys...
I have a question.
Yep.
Are they signed?
No.
Okay, good.
So, not all.
No, you some of them. Some of them are.
Like, no, they're all like
Independent.
We've gone in on a lot of people, but okay. No. So these two guys, they're internet famous. Oh, yeah, they go by Armand and Trey, and they did a cover of "Lovers and Friends." Take a look.
I hope that you're fine. Wanna know what you got in mind. Can feel like you're the sea, girl. I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this hip Patron, and it's gonna be on. We have the heat and got the brain to karate. Alright, I'm about to end up calling it a night.
Alright.
I like it, your girl. Shake it, see. Pull up, beep, beep, shotgun in a GT with me. She's in love. Oh. You get it's like you gon' change your mind.
You're being sounding patient, but I can't take it, baby.
Yeah,
I
hey, Armand and Trey, Loves and Friends. Okay. Right, what do y'all think?
All right, I'll keep wait. With y'all. Say, wait. Don't you do it. Hey, don't let you knock my first. Goals. Don't you knock my goals. I'm out of there. I'm stopping to shut you down.
Now, what I was going to say.
No,
y'all didn't even
look at me.
I follow them on Instagram. They definitely have better songs than that. The boy on the left was off. He's usually on, so that was a bad day. Well, but they usually turn up. They be having like little sit down routines and stuff. So
I was gonna play. They have a music video out. I think the card thing's about it. They need a mentor to come in and really be like, visually, we can't do this. Because it's like they basically took the card videos and made a longer video, and it was like, you guys are so dope. We can do better.
No, they got a great tone.
They got, yeah.
The one on the right definitely got a great tone.
Yeah. When you have a tone and you can do that on dry ice, and when I say ice, I mean walls.
Yeah.
You when they put some magnetic stuff on it, it's called Melodyne. You can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't say there go. I'm sorry. Those like boys them. Was dry. Those boys was dope. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But no, go through their stuff. You'll get some dope. You'll get some dope.
I will. I know I will.
That one to me was weak.
You the one. You fight me. I said I like it.
Okay.
Why you fighting me?
Okay. You know we're gonna do seven videos because she needs. You know who she's gonna have to see is she gonna have to see Danny. But okay. We'll talk about that.
Oh yeah.
Well, that'll be your big surprise at the end. All right. This next one is he goes by Sir. The song is called Queen. And no Queen, I was not high when I found this.
Okay. Because you know you're usually high. That's my dude though.
Oh, you know?
Like Waka Flocka.
That's
like,
Davion's brother.
I'm looking at this motherfucker like... Can we turn it up?
Can we turn it up, Steve? That's Davion's brother. You didn't know you picked him? That's crazy. I got hot with that nigga on 420.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Did the 420 make you do it?
I mean,
or was it just natural?
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't tell by the sound?
Oh, think I might found me weed and glow. All so fresh, so clean, I go. Tell me you're ready and we can be tonight. I'm down right if you be the guy. Ooh, I think I might found me the one I do. You're about
clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you thinking, Curtis?
What am I thinking? Yeah, I think his voice is amazing. I just don't see it. When I see him,
you don't hear that. And if you meet him in person, first of all, he comes from a family of musicians.
Yeah, amazing.
Their mom was the one who sung
Color Purple.
I'm a Color Purple. If I was you, I'd say yes, be close.
Okay, now I know you can sing too.
A little bit.
And Queen can beatbox,
no,
too.
Shut up, but that's... their mom, but they come from a very music eclectic family. He didn't even know that he was.
No, he looks so different than in person. Yeah. Like his vibe in person is like very like crystals and moonlights. Like, you know.
No, but I did get that. But I did get that. And I
love that. The way he's singing, it sounds like that. But the way he looks, it looks like you better start rapping. Yeah. You know, you'd be like.
Nah, he's real smooth.
Yeah, he wanted to preach.
Yep. Yeah. So now this next one, I was high when I found him.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Terrace Martin, and the song is called "Forever with You." And the things this guy does just with his instruments are incredible.
Let's spend this day together, loving each other. Let's be seen together.
just want to be together forever with you.
Terrace Martin, forever with you. What are we thinking about?
I think if he speeds the BPM up a little bit and groove it out, that's our next Roger. Absolutely, that's Roger. Because
that's what he's giving me.
That's exactly what he's giving us. And Roger's gone, and we need a replacement. And he's definitely him. He just needs to BPM. He needs to figure out how to melodyne and shit, and just put. He needs to groove. He needs to pocket his shit. But it's, I love it. Michelle keeps giving music preaching over here.
T-Pain. But this is a real smooth groove. I can tell you because you was high when you picked this out.
But you know what? So you saying that this is not good?
No, I said it's cool.
But I mean, what's why you comparing him to T-Pain?
He ain't
no, because
like
remember you said that we was trying to find a Roger thing, but T-Pain was trying it with that sound.
Well, he's more Roger Troutman than T-Pain to me.
True.
I mean, he's smoother.
Yeah, he's smooth.
He's more in that sexy.
He gets the vibe.
Yeah, he's not on the strip pole.
Yeah.
That T-Pain
he's
song?
Giving it to me.
Like a stripper.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get it. I'm just saying, it's a different vibe of music.
He's silky.
I'm telling you. Thank you.
Alright, so this next guy, he is one of my favorite artists out right now. He's so slept on. He was going by the name Quest, and he has a song under that name called Hunger. YouTube it. It is one of the dopest freestyles ever. But he has a new project that he's about to come out. I've been trying to get him in studio, but he can't because he's working on his new stuff. The song is called Loner, and it's by Sylvan LaQue. Take a look.
Nobody wants to be alone on this corner sitting on your throne.
And he's so dope, he's so artistically conscious.
Gotta live today cause you're here to die. Nobody wants to be alone on this corner sitting on your throne. Open your eyes.
Please excuse me, but fuck you niggas. Made it so hard to trust you niggas. They don't really care about us, my nigga. Wanna be starting like Mike? Quincy Jones, no hype. Fill a thoughts before off the wall. When I'm home alone, I get my colleague calls like... Well, I just got word for myself, I'm the greatest. So much ahead of my time at the finish line, waiting to wish myself congratulations. No need for praises. Give me like 500,000, a lawyer with patience. I'm simply a henny, a girl in her 20s, my Lisa Bonet with a good education.
His rap sound like G-Eazy. To me, a little bit, where he's spitting it, it's a little G-Eazy.
What are you thinking?
I like it.
I think the beat is... I like G-Eazy, so...
I think his look needs to be a little updated a little. But I think his sound, if I don't see him, his sound is dope. But he don't look like that. He should be a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like...
What?
I'm done.
I don't know if people want to look at his face.
Girl, no one look at Sia's face, and this bitch out here making all the money.
But she has an image that she has. Right? Sia doesn't want to look at her own face. But have you ever seen a Sia show? Sia has a image that she has. Even though she doesn't show her face, she still does unique things that keeps you engaged visually.
Okay, you don't know what he does in his show?
I know what he look like. Ooh. And I personally...
Michelle, you lost words.
But I'm going to give him some respect, though, because he got a brown girl in his video. Thank you, God. He asked for Lisa Bonet with a good education. Thank you. So...
Queen hates when we put a rap video up and they're a white bitch as the main.
I'm happy to see that they're coming back over. I mean, you love who you love, but
honestly, like, here's the thing: like, looks pushed aside. Like, this man's albums, like, when he drops something from the first song to the last, it's just
what you think, Michelle. Michelle,
I love both of them. Government names. I pay taxes on both.
Okay.
so you know. wow, I was blown away. And his look didn't bother me. I just wonder if the package will hold up.
Right.
You know?
That's the thing.
Because you can have the package.
So maybe we need to change
the hair.
Well, I feel
like if you got a face like that, you got something swinging. But God bless you.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
You got the Shaq 2.0.
It don't matter. Lips ain't got nothing to do with it.
Shout out.
You
seen him pulling that rope?
You can whisper in my ear. You know, it's clear.
Are you attracted?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm lost on you because just whispering, it don't matter. So... that's all I gotta say.
Oh, man. Because you do like ugly black boys.
She said, are you attracted to him?
I don't want to stay coming for my...
Bitch, you come for me every week. But I'm good. I feel like he has
bitch,
a good sound.
Bitch, you leave
sound.
A doormat out. I'm
feel,
just saying.
All right, well, you just left it out, so I just walked on
that's
it for
fine,
you.
Dude.
Okay, so I think he sounds good.
Gonna change the locks
visually,
next week,
visually, I think that his look can change. Maybe we need to spruce up his clothes or change the hot top fade into something or... whatever, but I think his sound is super
dope. Yeah, his
dope.
Music's dope.
His music's dope. What you, right.
What
you
I think, no, like I said, I think he sounds like G-Eazy. I may be off. I'm not the music guy. No, but, I mean, I think his flow is, I mean, I was into it. I heard everything he was saying. You
right.
Could hear
you
it.
Can
he
hear
was,
it. He's articulate.
Was, yeah, very articulate. He was, you know, I can understand it all, which is something I really look for in the music. And, yeah, I mean, his look is a little outdated, but, you know, we can... That
you
ain't
can,
nothing,
that's
ain't
easy.
But
oh, you need
studio
a
studio can
right.
Can take in.
He's my stylist.
Okay.
I'm Queenie Mom. Okay. He's my new boyfriend.
Okay.
Call me Boo. I'm Queenie Mom. Call me.
All right, but your music dope, homie.
Yeah,
so don't care.
So he's
dope.
From LA, but now this
he
next
from
artist.
Here?
Yep.
Is he? Oh, mm-hmm. Good. You can.
This the next good. Artist.
Well,
though.
Give me the number. You don't want him. That's why I'm asking you for the number.
This bitch ain't heard of him
she
a day in her life
she
till this moment.
Oh, my
from
God.
This moment, girl. She what? Don't see none of these people
oh,
till
my.
This moment.
Oh,
all right, next
God.
One, though. She's seen this guy because I played him before. Troy Ave, another one of my favorites.
Oh, I know Troy Ave.
Yep. He be going ham with his lyrics. The song's called Narcos. He just dropped visuals to it. Take a look.
Tengo la cocaína para la venta. Yo tengo la cocaína para la venta.
Oh, he speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Narcos.
Tengo la cocaína para la venta. Si tiene dinero, podemos hacer negocios. Flappers got me feeling like Pablo. It's cool. R.I.P. to Gustavo. Press through. But no Jeeps looking horrible.
Hey, Troy Ave, Narcos. Everyone's head was bobbing right there on that one, so...
No, I mean, I've heard of him. I've heard some of his songs. Like, most of his music doesn't sound like that.
No,
though,
most
right?
of his music is like that New York club,
yeah,
Harlem
it's not
20.
That, so
like,
yeah, I'm about to say, this is a sound that
more
is...
More swaggy.
Yeah, that
somebody,
so shocked me.
Somebody has to like this type of sound.
Really?
Yeah, go hey, there. I'm not into it.
It had like that boss, like, I don't smoke cigars, but I would smoke a blunt to it, but like, I could see someone with a
no.
cigar.
But
and,
if
like,
you know Troy, he's just, like, so, I mean, I, the Troy that I'm envisioning wasn't, I wasn't expecting that, but, you know... He's dope, though, so I rock with him regardless.
Wow, I thought that this new sound of this new, you know, this Caribbean sound, he nailed it.
Okay. No, I said I rock with
I
him
mean,
regardless.
I mean, come on now. That's what Drake does.
Mm.
I mean, I'm just saying, don't be mad at people who want to follow. I loved him. I think that shirt could be...
She throws
shade. That,
I love so
what?
Low.
No, I'm not.
Her shade
no.
be
Benzie
so low.
Them flower bombs. Them flower bombs.
She had me in, too, like she going to say something
she's
that was
nice.
But she's
nah. Her
killing,
shit be like low frequency, but she was stabby.
What did she
okay,
say?
Sorry.
I cut you short,
I
but it's
love
not...
the song.
Okay.
You know, the shirt was a little young. But he tried to say something about me. I don't care. Leave my hair, whatever. Get back at me, though. Just come on, you know, just hurry up before I block you. That's all. I'm happy. You know, but
I say the worst
Jesse.
These motherfuckers could say about me is I'm fat, but I got good...
Ooh. Well, maybe she meant to say Good Daddy D because
no.
that's the next
yeah,
song.
The
oh. Yes. Good. Okay.
The next song is called Daddy D by Trinidad.
It's a rough show.
Trinidad James and Bankroll Fresh, R.I.P. Take a look.
Trinidad, I did good. Hit that hoe with that dick. We smoke a fuck, that was it. Yeah. I didn't even spend the night. Big cookie fish grits. I made her buy me a fit. I made her buy me some kiss. She tripping, she just threw a fit. I hit her with the daddy dick.
Hey, was that supposed to be my DM?
I'm in this bitch spending extras. My pockets on another professor. I'm pimping these hoes like who helps. I did a 180 in the test. You loving these hoes, you a failure. I got your homeboy and I dragging my butt.
Daddy, they calling your bitch. 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 That little thing, she special. That little thing, she special. That little thing, she special.
Trinidad James featuring Bankroll Fresh.
That's Trinidad.
Danny D.
Well, where's Trinidad?
He's doing the chorus.
There he go.
I wanted to put Bankroll's chorus in there because I love him and rest in peace to him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Bankroll Fresh.
When did he die?
April.
How did he die?
They don't know, but someone shot him. They don't know if it's a friend of his.
So he got shot?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't know who.
Oh,
that's
who did it? Okay.
So,
Trinidad hair is giving shows. I would love to put my hands and curl that up. It should look healthy.
I mean, ever since, you know, he had his label problems.
Didn't they drop him?
Yeah, but he's been consistent with, like, matching himself up with another powerhouse name and still putting out a dope record. It'll be interesting to see if he could put a project, full project out.
Independently.
Yeah, and, like, really still be able to get that hype that he got with Gold.
I know. It's almost like that dream shalation.
You know?
I've been waiting on that goddamn chemistry. You know? It's the same shit. God damn it. God bless you.
I love her.
Well, speaking of that, maybe a little chemistry like our last video. Red Cafe featuring Cardi B. Happy birthday, boo, because it was her birthday yesterday.
New Yorkers.
The song's called She a Bad One.
Oh, well, I don't even need to talk.
Fitness, I'm fucking with you. Bad bitch alert. Bad bitch alert. Bad bitch alert.
Who is it?
Bad bitch alert.
Oh, yeah.
She a bad one. Oh, yeah. She a bad one. Bad bitch alert. Bad bitch alert. Bad bitch alert. Bad bitch alert. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She a bad one. Oh, yeah. She a bad.
Bad bitch alert.
Bad bitch.
Bad bitch alert. They mad bitch alert.
You know, I fucking love her, y'all. I really do. She don't give a fuck.
She hustles
hard. Scratch what you heard. These hands fast and they work.
Woo!
Let's pop. So what's poppin', Trig? Got them Jen and Cardi every time I'm walking in. That's that bad bitch alert. They know what time is in.
Bad bitch alert. Red Cafe featuring Cardi B. She a bad one. Question.
Question?
What? I didn't need to see that.
I know you
didn't.
I didn't see one bad bitch in this video, but
you don't like Cardi B?
Right along. Nah, I fucks with Cardi B. I like how crazy she is, and I only fuck with it because they from New York. But other than that, like, didn't Moniece just do a song talk about I'm a bad bitch?
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, how do you take the language of 2016?
Yeah, how do you feel
and that women, it's for you to go from, you know, the first lady of Ruthless Records. Like, what does that mean? What did that mean back then versus how artists are just kind of popping out now?
Because we understood that if a man doesn't call you a bitch, if he does, you don't turn your head and answer. Mm. These days they do. Mm-hmm. See, back then I could stay first lady. Mm. But it's a different ball game now. That's the best I can give you.
Wow. Mm. That's real, though.
When you hear music today, especially, I mean, you've been in this industry forever, it's like, when you've seen the kind of growth as far as hip-hop and where it's kind of gone with mainstream...
I wouldn't say growth, I'll say change.
Okay, yeah, I'll say change.
Because we're still listening to 90s.
But I do want to say growth because I feel like now hip-hop has a voice in the world. People listen to it and they take... It can persuade a nation. It can change...
Hip-hop did do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you mean, Ken. Can you imagine the hip-hop touched every culture from Asian to Japanese. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I've traveled the world, and I swear to God, I see a black person in every city I go. Everywhere I go. I've been around the world. I'm in Mexico. I'm like, everybody's black. And I've always said that. I keep going, wow, hip-hop is the one, and it's not so much as that we're black people. It was the music.
It was a universal language
that did that. Mm. And now we've incorporated it, and now we need to understand it. That's all we need to do.
So you would look at, like, right now, because I look at how people are putting music out, how it's like now Lil Wayne dropped the mixtape game. So it's like everyone wants to get on the mixtape game now. And so we're in this oversaturated versus, you know, in the 90s, we would take a track and we would go 6 months with it and really put the effort in behind that track. When did you see that kind of go down?
When they stopped having record companies and backing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you guys.
No, for real. When they stop having budgets, when they stop having money to push behind it, artists where they had the time, you know.
And
what do
when
you think?
And well, the truth of the matter is, you're absolutely right. I'm not fighting that. But when we first started hip hop and where it was originated, you could make a lot of money with a little money. It was like dope. Mm-hmm. You could put $5,000 and make $200,000 like overnight. So once corporate got it, you could never do that again. Mm. So then the game was over, right?
Wow.
That's what anything.
So is there
and
a
way... And that's really, truly what happened. That's why we fought so hard. God, I love Hammer to death. But when Hammer started doing the Taco Bell commercials and the Coca-Cola, you know, we knew he was selling us out because we knew that they were coming. And that we couldn't stop corporate at that point because we knew he was getting millions of dollars and he was brought in his rights. He was, you know, he couldn't. And I'm not saying he should have said no. He did what he did to feed his family. But we knew that that was the end game because we could no longer keep it at our budgets that we were doing to make the money we were making.
That's so interesting to take in, to go back to that. So for you, what was your voice as far as with the whole situation where we saw with NWA and the kind of divide between with Eazy-E and that whole, did you have any vocal kind of like say in that? Like as far as like, I don't think that he's, you know, going against the group or like as far as everyone kind of doing their own
with who?
Projects? Well, just the group, how the group in general kind of like the Dre,
Eazy-E, all them, how did they
They all kind of got it, based off the movie that I saw. I mean, it seemed like...
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, it seemed like Eazy-E was kind of, because Jerry was the manager, right? Mm-hmm. It seemed like Jerry was kind of grooming Eazy-E as the commercial go-to guy versus the group. And so
was it hard for Dre to leave NWA?
Well,
was there
too.
Beef?
Oh, you know, right? Yeah, I want to get real. Okay. First of all, Mecola was Dre's label. I mean, was the label that I first went to Dre with to meet Jerry Heller with Eazy-E, who Eazy-E introduced Jerry Heller to Dre and said, man, I think we need to use him because we were selling stuff out of the trunk. He said, let's get a manager. Eazy went and found Jerry Heller. Me and Dre gets to Mecola, and that's where we meet Jerry Heller. And I'm just a girlfriend. I don't really give a shit. But, ooh, can we curse?
Yes!
Yes,
we've been saying dick and pussy all
you
day.
You don't cuss like...
And cuss... You don't even hear yourself.
Did I not hear myself?
Yes!
Well, shit, goddamn.
Right? Okay,
well, right? My point is that... I got right. My point is that when we went there to meet him, that was my first introduction to because I didn't know any Jews yet. I was young. So he was white. So, you know, you look at him like, you in the hood? I mean, your first thought is it's different. So, but he was very kind and very nice, and that was the first connection of it. So, now, if you bring in the person that's going to help you be who you want to be, and it's your money you putting up, who you think friend he going to be at the end of the day? Stop playing with me. And I'm done. And it's a wrap.
Period against death sentence.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's in two. And take two seats. Is that what they say? What do that mean?
Have several seats.
Have several.
Meaning, bitch, get up, sit down, bitch. Get up, sit down, bitch.
Okay, and again.
I don't even know how to say it right. One thing that I really pull from a lot of the interviews that you've been doing is the conversation of I felt like I was in this relationship because I didn't know that the things that were happening were wrong. And sometimes in life, I wouldn't even say sometimes, in life we are conditioned, this world conditions us to believe certain things.
She said her mother told her that that's what...
My grandmother?
Your grandmother. She told you to stick through it because
that's... Well, yeah, because see, back in those... My grandmother was born in 1914, and beating women was very, very normal. I don't know what y'all think, but women didn't even... When did they start burning their brassieres? That was many years later. Mm-hmm. That was the 50s, right? So these women had been taught to shut up and sit down way before I was born. So she was just telling me, and it wasn't bad advice. She was just saying, baby, the next one, you know, if you want to stay with that, you that's what it is. You know, and you may find one that don't. She did. She just, and I took that advice as, well, everything is okay, you know, in my mind. And I stayed, and I did what I thought I should do.
How has that affected you today?
Girl, number nothing.
No, for real. Do you have trust issues?
Yeah, like how do you, you go, know, how do you date somebody?
You know, I don't. I mean, I try, and it's very difficult because I become like, I want to know what we're going to do right now and when. And listen, if this ain't what we're finna do, then you can say bye now. I don't have the patience anymore because I don't think that dating somebody on a longevity run of being fake for 3 to 6 months is worth it. Like, let me know who you're going to be within the first month and we cool.
Then let me ask you.
You know, and that's just my, and that may be, it may be hindering me from finding him, but I don't think it takes 3 to 6 months to find somebody because they're being fake.
Now, now, while you're in a relationship, do you have moments where you feel like the person doesn't love you? Because that is something you're accustomed to, being abused, right? It's unfortunate. Do you feel like if this person isn't raising his voice or being aggressive with you, like, you don't love me? Because that's a mental thing that happens
that,
to women.
I did that with Shook. I did that with Shook, and he shook that out of me. Thank God. Okay. Believe it or not, it's in the book. I did that with Shook, and he asked me, was I fucking crazy? He said, are you fucking crazy? Well, maybe so, but no, but I did do that with him because I felt like, you know, I asked him one day, I said, are you going to beat me? And he said, what the fuck's wrong with you? And then from there, he just treated me, believe it or not, he was wonderful. I mean, he did hit me that once, but I think it's because I provoked it, and it's in its own way. And I explained that, too, in the book. Like, I couldn't get 2 decades and 80 minutes. I really couldn't. I tried. I had to compromise and condense and, you know, and talk. These kids weren't even born. And the job that they did to just convey my life, I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't. When I saw them and I saw Curtis and I saw who we were, I couldn't even. Can you imagine? This dude's never hit a woman.
Right. Never.
But you can put your hands around my neck, though. Oh. Sorry.
Better stop playing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michelle.
You just took me out of my heart.
Okay, go back.
I was all emotional.
Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back.
I was always good. Okay. I'm all wet now.
I've been there.
Okay.
So he's never hit a woman, and he looks really good in character. Like he looks like a young Dre.
No, he played Dre. Like, and it's funny because I watched him and I went, "Is that what he looked like?" I was in awe of him. Like. Is that what facial? Was that the facial expressions he made? How did he feel? And then one day I got emotional on set when I broke down and he came. Can I tell this?
Yeah, for sure. Tell that.
And I went in the bathroom because my scene was to be in the bathroom and wait for my cue. And he came in and I just broke down and cried. He came in and he hugged me and he was crying with me.
No.
And I thought. Oh shit! It was like
okay. You just got 20,000 more Instagram followers.
It was the most boy.
That's awesome. You needed that at that moment, though. You were reliving
it, like,
this,
right? And it was cycling again, you know. And the sad part is he was too young, so I said, "Fuck it." Even lived that type of life and come from that household, it was incredible that they got those characters across on screen. Wow. That's incredible. I mean, when I say, and I'm not blowing your horn.
No, I'm not saying you are, but I mean,
phenomenal actor.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. But yeah, that moment is for that, and that's what I really love about this film, is just how raw it is, man. Especially having her who lived it. Mm-hmm. We're telling her story, and she's actually reliving it after we're acting. Man, it's just, you know, I couldn't help but to cry. I couldn't mm-hmm. help but to feel what she was feeling, you know, in that moment, because that's real. Don't make fake tears.
In moments when you were at your highest with aggression, did you say, like, when they said cut, did you go, I'm sorry, like, you know, like, or did you stay, Dre? I mean,
I can't, you know, I mean, it's not to, I can't be worried about Michelet while mm-hmm. I'm in performance, you mm-hmm. know, because that distracts from the character, that distracts from what we're trying to sell, and, but, you know, I mean, she's on set, but when we're filming, I don't even really know where she is. She came in, you know, and did her part from the narrating part. But it was just that particular scene is where I really got to get close to her. And because the scene is like she comes in the scene while we're laying in the bed. When you see the movie, mm-hmm. you'll see it. So she's right there. Mm-hmm. And we're still having to perform and cry together. As you know, it's after I hit her in the bed and we roll over. And I'm feeling horrible about what I did. And it's starting to hit me and I'm crying. But then Michelle comes in and she's speaking about it. And it's just, she's so raw. It's just so real. And just, it's just, and I was just like, man. So whenever they did say cut, she's still crying. Wow. So, I mean, I was like, my natural instinct, my mama taught me well. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my mama.
Hey, mama.
Lynette,
my
daddy told me.
Sorry, mama. Sorry, I'm on your son. Sorry.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I was raised in Kentucky. You know, I'm a gentleman. So, I mean, that's just my initial reaction was to go to cuddle and just kind of make sure she's okay.
That was perfect.
And that was it.
So this was almost like a 360 kind of come around therapy for you mm-hmm. to have gone through all these years and then to watch it relived back in front of you. Like before the filming and then after the filming, like where does that leave you? Like that's just where my mind, I'm just so in awe. Like because to have gone through that. And especially during the 90s where it was like even more so, don't talk about it. Keep it inside. Like where are you now with everything as far as abuse, as far as young girls?
Do you feel closure?
Closure. And then for the younger audience watching this movie, what do you really want them to take away from this?
I think my initial goal and my purpose and focus is for them to understand what abuse is. Abuse is not just someone hitting you. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be unwanted. I mean, abuse can happen in so many ways. I mean, alcohol, drugs. I mean, I talk about so many things in this movie that it captivated me as to how many messages I was actually saying that mm-hmm. I didn't see myself living on a natural life and thought it was just perfectly fine. And people around me just thought it was perfectly fine. But there is closure because I've learned to, thank you, I've learned to gravitate above that. I've learned what discipline is. I've learned what love is, but maybe not. I don't think I found that with a man yet. I'm sorry. I don't think that I really understand that connection, but I know what it is when someone tries to help you now mm. as opposed to them just thinking that they just aren't there for me or I'm not listening. I stop blacking people out. And the movie, to me, is just it's a powerful message of just when you think someone has everything and they're perfect, they're not. Mm. They're you every day. And that's huge. That was huge when I watched this. And to watch these kids portray us and go into us.
He ain't a kid, honey. Don't say that.
No, he is. I mean, as opposed to...
Look, Queen, she gonna bring you back to reality.
She wants you back to... I know. She wants him to be of age. So is he? Okay,
Queen's
he
like,
he's
old enough.
That's right, because we can
enough.
Get sued. Play this role, it's just it brought back it's closure. It let me see myself and what I was just my stupidity and not my, and I can't believe I lived that life and that's all I can say. And I don't want any female to live that life.
And
there's
men
no mistakes
too.
And no regrets. Oh, yeah, because women beat men, you know.
And men be men, too.
Oh, honey. Oh, do they?
Girl.
Is it rough? Because I got a new book.
Honey.
I'll
give you a chapter.
Okay, because I know it's real in the field. You know I know it's real in the field. And, you know, but me, I don't allow that anymore in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't. I mean, good. If a man even talks to me in that manner, I'm like, we're good. Because I know that it has to start from there. Mm-hmm. You know, that anger has to build. Before he puts his hand on you, you just have to listen to
it. But you understand love now, so that's mm-hmm. that's the huge
difference.
I mean,
I understand it,
You understand love, and that's what makes you not going to let anybody, you know, go through that again. So
because you know yourself.
Because you're philosophy for that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, honestly.
I love myself. You know that.
No, you don't.
And you putting this out, I love it because, again, you are a voice in this community. And the fact that you can be bold enough to say, you know what? When you think it was this perfect this is what happened. This is the behind the scenes. And to take that stance, I just commend you for that.
Thank
Musically,
you.
Though. Where are you? Because so I heard that you're gonna put out some happy music.
I have some happy. Who told you about my happy stuff?
I seen you on Wendy.
I don't let people talk about my happy stuff.
But so, how, as an artist, how does that? Because we see someone like an Adele, where it's like, oh, well, we liked when, or Keisha Cole, we liked when you were doing sad music, sad music. Now you're happy? I don't know how I feel about that, Mary J.
Me neither.
How do you feel?
Well, Moonlight is just a happy song because I just felt like it just moved me. It shifted the universe for me. You know, this movie, it just did. And it's not my style. It's not my genre. But I did it because it feels good when I hear it. It makes me happy. So I know you guys are waiting for Something in My Heart Part 6. But it's coming one day. But I got to find that idiot who makes me, you know, feel sad. And right now, it's not gonna happen.
Hey. All right, Mary J.
But we gonna get it though. That's what I'm at.
We gonna get it. So you gonna call me tomorrow like, yo, bitch, I'm coming over there to meet your ass. They sent you up here.
Curtis, we're going to have you scare that right into her now.
Hey. Let me know.
That album at her.
That means she needs to come back.
No, y'all let me know.
The album. What
the album out.
Y'all let me know. Okay, this show,
as
you know, I don't know about this show.
Yes, you do.
Girl, what we do know is that you're going to have to come on back, and we want to thank you guys so much for coming through. Y'all energy is just off the charts.
Oh, wait, they're going to ask me what I'm eating. I love Australian licorice.
Tastes like black one. It's
the best in the world. Oh my God, it's blueberry.
Okay.
It's the best in the world, and I'm anemic, so if I can't chew ice, I do this. I'm so sorry.
I was wondering why that was sitting there.
It's a little tidbit to let you know.
Like a dog treat.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the later?
Okay. I just felt the expensive. That's all I'm saying. So like I was closing up. Go ahead, finish your thing.
Queens just keep whispering in my ear tonight. Can she come back?
Like, you have to come back. When are you trying to drop an EP, a song, even though we got a rap right now?
It's coming in a week or two, and then the album is following, and then the book. I don't know, girl, Dre might try to stop that, but let's pray.
Okay.
Let's pray. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan.
Okay. Loose here, for real.
Sorry. We don't support that here, but what we do support is Lifetime's new original Surviving Compton, which everyone can catch out October 15th.
Yay!
This Saturday.
Right?
Yes.
What time?
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Boom. Yes. So make sure you guys check it out. And where can everyone follow you guys?
Oh, you know, Michelle Music, all run together, but it's M-U-Z-I-C.
Boom.
So you can catch me there.
And mine is simple. The Curtis Hamilton. And on, I don't really use Twitter, but
well, look, if you just type it in, here's what we learned. If you type it in, he's the only one that looked like this. Everyone else don't look like this.
And I will give a shout out to my hometown, Paducah, because I'm a country boy and
Paducah.
I gotta give a
shout out. Paducah!
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 Give a shout out, girl.
Get it right. Y'all need a
shout out. I'm gonna shout out.
Do it back in the day. I'm gonna give a shout out.
I'm LA based, LA bound, yeah. LA raised,
all day.
LA bred.
Well, y'all already know I'm from Queens all day, every day.
All day. She's y'all from Queens, honey. Yes.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, on InstaSnap at Queen Wink, and on Twitter at Queen Live.
Mr. Carter.
Y'all already know that. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Boom, you guys can hit me everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Follow us at BHL The Beat across all platforms. And if you guys have a friend or if you have a music video that you guys want to get out there, send it to us at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. We want to support you. See y'all next week. Peace.
Hey.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff,
we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.